yeah, I think we in the building. Of a legacy that has left so many of us, you feel me? Like a legacy that has left so many of us touched and has grown us up. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime commentary and manga podcast. Your Black Hockey Podcast is back with another one, of course. Back to my podcast and my channel on YouTube. We appreciate y'all, the Epic Echo community. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We thank y'all, the Black Hockey community. Thank you so much for tapping in. We're here again for another one, of course. More of a tribute episode today to the late great Akira Toriyama. Died at the age of, I believe, 68. I'm going to fact check that, but I believe it was 68. Still young. And we're just going to briefly discuss what, you know, his legacy meant to me. Kind of the Dragon Ball Z era still, in a sense, what that meant to me. And I talked a little bit about it on our last podcast, The Opinionated Brothers, this past Tuesday. And gave him MVP of the week. We just talked about it a little bit, but I wanted to dive into it a little bit more. So shout out to everybody that's on live with us, and shout out to everybody that's going to be listening to us later. I have a tribute video. I made a little bit of a tribute video. It ain't the, you know, flashy, you know, dashy tribute video that I've seen around town, but I did make my own little tribute video to Dragon Ball Z and Akira Toriyama, of just some of the kind of the best moments, some of my best moments of watching the series, and just watching it through and through. So let me just play y'all that real quick, and then we'll come back and talk more about Mr. Toriyama on the other side. Let's get into it. All right, man. Listen. My version, you know, my tribute video to Dragon Ball to Mr. Toriyama. First of all, he didn't even start with Dragon Ball. If a lot of us don't know, he started off with Dr. Slump, and that was a major success over in Japan. It sold over 40 million copies over in Japan. And then after the success of that, he then got into the Dragon Ball series, Dragon Ball Z, and that became an instant success, right? And not even just talking about over here in America, but instantly a success over in Japan during that time of the 80s and the 90s. People were loving Dragon Ball. Now, I can particularly remember when Dragon Ball came over to America, and I watched little kid Goku, right? You feel what I'm saying? Little kid Goku, you feel me? Like he was a beast, you feel me? We did put the montage of him versus King Piccolo. You know, that period of Dragon Ball was epic. And then you got into the Dragon Ball Z Kai era. You feel what I'm saying? And like we talked about on the Opinionated Brothers, like that man, I would be in front of my TV screen waiting for, we had WB20 at the time. So cartoons would come on between 8 and 11 o'clock in the morning, right? Now, the Dragon Ball Z time slot was always 9 o'clock, right? If you watch WB20 or whatever your kind of network or station was at that time that you know, produced cartoons, you know, the Sailor Moons, the Yu-Gi-Ohs, the Dragon Ball Zs, like they had that 9 o'clock time slot, 9 a.m. Dragon Ball Z, 9:30 Yu-Gi-Oh, 10:30 Sailor Moon. Like it was that. And I remember just ready every morning, right? Chores or not, like I would make sure that my chores are done, like to the T, before I would get there. You feel what I'm saying? So it's amazing. We got a comment coming in. My boy Dale is in the building. He said, "Go anime." You feel what I'm saying? It is a go anime. It really is. It is the GOAT anime for real. When we talk about the Narutos of the world, the One Pieces of the world, the new one, and you know, the new ones coming out, the Demon Slayers of the world, the Jujutsu Kaisens of the world, these would not be here. You know, these would be, not just to a degree, they wouldn't even have the oomph without Dragon Ball Z and the influence that it had, right? I remember, listen, specifically, I can tell y'all when Goku went Super Saiyan for the first time. Who was watching that episode? Me. Okay, Toonami on Cartoon Network, ready every and those time slots, those was late, right? You know, them was the Adult Swim era and everything like that. Toonami came on at around 10 o'clock. Dragon Ball Z came at 11. And I was ready. Every Friday night, every Saturday night, two episodes back to, like, woo, woo. That's what we talking about. The first time you see, and it built up too, right? The build up to Goku becoming Super Saiyan, though, if anybody can agree with me, that build up was crazy long, right? That was a crazy long build up. But when you finally saw it, one of the best transformations in anime history. Lot of great transformations in anime. That is a fact. But I can just take you back to my childhood when I was a 10 year old kid feeling that, right? Understanding what that meant. Like, whoa, my man's just came out with the transformation, beating Frieza up like it's nothing. Right? And then one of my favorite Dragon Ball Z movies of all time will be the Broly versus the Broly movie. Not this new Broly, right? Even though this new Broly is cool, right? This new Broly is he dope. Old school Broly was a motherfucking beast. Old school Broly was beastie. He was mad beastie. He came in there and mind just messed up. Like, he wasn't, not to say, like, he wasn't as conscious as his new Broly now, right? Like, if you read the manga and everything, this new Broly, he's more humane than the old Broly, right? Old Broly was not, he wasn't for the bullshit. Old Broly was here to knock your head off and kill you, excuse my language. He was here to knock your head open. You feel me? See, that's what I'm saying. Old school, like, old Broly was a... What? Again, I'm not saying this new Broly ain't that, but he ain't that. That is a fact. He not that, bro. Old school Broly would sit here and wait for Goku. Where you been? He then came back and tried to challenge, huh? Goku again with his sons. He took Gotenks out with no problem. Gohan had damn near one arm again. What are we talking about? So that is the cloth of Dragon Ball Z that I'm coming from. You feel what I'm saying? Then you going into the Dragon Ball Z Kai era. Now, that era was kind of weird because I was like, I think it was just like the remastered version, remaking of, you know, Dragon Ball Z. It still has, you know, some of the same episodes, but I think it was more remastered, redesigned. And they do that a lot, you know, from time to time. But again, so many movies that came out, right? You got to see kind of the new series when it comes to Dragon Ball Super. Goku goes Super Saiyan Blue. You know, you got to see Vegeta. And Vegeta's transformations have just been amazing just through this whole course of Dragon Ball Z. He's probably been one of the best characters in the series. Piccolo is personally my favorite character. Let me know your favorite character in the comments. But personally, Piccolo is my favorite character, especially this new orange Piccolo. Oh, he beastie as hell. He don't play no games. When orange Piccolo, that confirmed to me that Piccolo is black. Right? Raising other people's kids. Oh, definitely. Facts, right? But no. If we even go into the video game side of it all, Jesus Christ. Right? Dragon Ball Z here in America is huge. I would say, and you can argue me this, I would say that Dragon Ball Z is, and maybe still is, one of, if not the biggest anime fan favorite fanatic, however you want to call it, in the American zeitgeist, right? Like, if you go to a lot of Comic Cons, niggas got on DBZ every time. You don't see a Goku, a Vegeta, a Piccolo. Some fabric of DBZ is going to be in there. You feel me? Again, we have the new animes here, the Jujutsu Kaisens of the world, the Demon Slayers of the world, the One Pieces of the world. And One Piece is not new, but, right, it's still continuing. You got the Solo Levelings of the world. You know what I'm saying? The Mashables of the world. You know, the One Punch Mans of the world. You have them all coming. But DBC still had and still kind of has that hold on that culture here in America because they hopped on it so early. They hopped on it. Like, I would say Bleach, to a certain extent, has that hold. But I don't think Bleach kind of resonated like DBZ did, right? And I can tell y'all that from just Gecko. And I would say maybe Yu Yu Hakusho maybe has that whole just like DBZ because they jumped on it early too. So those two animes, I believe, are just engraved, you know, in the zeitgeist of American anime culture, right? Somebody said their favorite. My boy said his favorite is Trunks. And Trunks is dope. Here's the thing. In the manga now, Trunks can go Super Saiyan God. So I'm not mad at you. Right? Trunks is a dope character. You know what I'm saying? Because him and Gotenks can sit here and fuse. They can learn, you know, how to play off, you know, their powers. And Trunks, honestly, to me, is a sleeper when it comes to his fighting style, how strong he is. We kind of seen it when he faced Cell, right? Like, he didn't want to show too much of his power because he didn't want to show his dad up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he like that. Like, I think he's like Gohan in a sense. He's got hidden potential that he has not unlocked yet. So definitely Trunks is a good one for sure. But when we talk about the games, Budokai Tenkaichi. Oh, the Budokai Tenkaichi. How many of us have played Budokai Tenkaichi? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them. You feel what I'm saying? Because they did come out with a lot, right? They did come out with a lot. But just think about all the Dragon Ball Z games that have come out. That have come out, right? I can count on my – it's a good 8 or 9. Maybe 10, maybe a dozen, right, that have come out that have really been solid, really good games. I can tell y'all right now, I remember being in a barbershop getting my hair cut, right, up the block on Puritan in Detroit. And literally, they had the PS2 right there because they had a TV. And for the kids, they had Budokai Tenkaichi 3, right? I think, yeah, they had that. And that was when, yo, I'm trying to scratch my eye itch. That was when you could, like, the blast, you know, if you hit a Kamehameha and, you know, Vegeta hits a Galagun, that's when you can sit here and have the, see whose blast is stronger. And you twiddle your thumbs and shit Yo, it was lit. So now we have, you know, Xenoverse 2. We have the Dragon Ball, the new Dragon Ball Kakarot game that came out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, again, that's to my point that Dragon Ball Z, when it comes to the American anime zeitgeist or just the anime zeitgeist period, it will forever be ingrained because it forever gets created into new, exciting things. You feel what I'm saying? When we talk about Xenoverse, right? Xenoverse 2 has been an amazing game. When we talk about Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse, Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse continues to, again, play into the fact that it Dragon Ball Z is one of the best, right? And how long has Xenoverse 2 been out? Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 has been out for, my God, almost 10 years. It will be 10 years in 2026, I believe. Somebody correct me. But I believe it will be 2026. I've been playing the game since about 2018. It's been had new updates, characters, DLC packs. It is one of the few games that I truly love where it continues to update itself, right? It doesn't update the game. I don't think we're going to ever get a Xenoverse 3. If we do, that'd be dope. But I don't think we're going to get a Xenoverse 3, and nor do I think we need to because of all the great updates. And so when the passing of Mr. Toriyama, Kira Toriyama, happened, a lot of us went into the Xenoverse multiplayer world, and we did this. We, you know, we put our hands up, and you know, they did this on Twitter, right? And so a lot of us just kind of follow suit and went back, you know, on the Dragon Ball Z pedestal, the Dragon Ball pedestal where you can put your Dragon Balls in and make a wish, and we just put our hands up and in solidarity and celebration of Akira Toriyama, because without him, this, what you're looking at on YouTube, would not be here, right? A lot of this would not be here. You feel what I'm saying? And again, to my point, a lot of the animes that we love to watch, to listen to see, would not be available to us if it wasn't for the brilliance, the mind of Mr. Toriyama and the Dragon Ball Z series, right? And again, it still continues to go on. The writing still continues to move. The Dragon Ball Z may not move the needle as it once was, but it, again, it's still a part of the American anime and the anime zeitgeist, period. Again, like I said, it's been a part of my life for, I'm a Dragon Ball nerd. You feel what I'm saying? I've always been that way. My mama has always said, oh, there he go, watch his cartoons. You feel what I'm saying? And my boy Goku was one of them cartoons. You know? He was one of them cartoons. And so I respected that. And I loved that. And there's always hidden messages within animes like Dragon Ball Z and Naruto and One Piece and Bleach. There's always hidden messages that sometimes you have to catch. And as I said on the Opinionated Brothers, when I gave him MVP of the week this week, I said, I don't think he really understands that he raised us. He really did. He raised a lot of us. Right? Worldwide, bro. Not just in Japan. Shout out to all my people listening in Japan. But no, just, I mean, worldwide. Here in America. What? We watched you daily. We had fits. We threw temper tantrums if we could not get to our cartoons. You feel what I'm saying? And you were, this was an important fabric of my childhood. My morning doesn't work as a kid if I don't get my Dragon Ball Z in. I act normal when Goku is on the screen. If I can't get Goku on the screen, oh, you about all hell about to break loose. What are we talking about? Right? So I'm being funny, but I'm also being serious in a sense. Like, it was like that. It was like that. And it's all love and respect because he created something, and he's a genius. He created something that is timeless and seamless. You, for real, continues to get recreated, continues to get fan recreations, continues to get fan animations, continues to get rebooted in some way, shape, or form. New characters, new this, new guy. We just got a new movie not too long ago with Gohan going beast mode, Orange Piccolo, Cell Max, all of that. Good movie, by the way, too. But that's what I'm saying. And one thing about DBZ, when DBZ fans sit here and say something they don't like, I will tell you now, DBZ animators don't play. They get that. They get it fixed. The people over there that run Dragon Ball, they get it fixed. Because I don't know how many times people have been asking for Gohan to step it up. Right? Like, give Gohan a new transformation. How you going to have him go from Super Saiyan 2 whooping Cell's butt to sitting here going ultimate form and whooping Majin Buu's butt to then him just studying and just being powerless? Like, yeah, in the Tournament of Power, he was aight. But, like, that's not Gohan. And so when you see now Gohan in this beast mode, oh, he different. That's the Gohan we know. That's the Gohan we know. I'm like, yeah, now that... that's the one. That's Gohan. Beastie. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, let me know some of your favorite moments, your best moments, some of your favorite episodes, favorite movies from the Dragon Ball Z franchise, or even not even. What was just maybe even if it was Dr. Slump, what was some of your moments, your favorite Toriyama moment? You feel what I'm saying? Whether that was Dr. Slump, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball GT. Oh, we didn't even get into Dragon Ball GT too, right? Dragon Ball GT was lit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he had it all. He had it all. So, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Thank you for your legacy. Thank you for your brilliance. Thank you for raising us. And I believe that you left a legacy that is timeless. You left something that will continuously grow for generations to come. So thank you. Rest in peace. And we love you. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all be good. I'll see y'all next week for some new content. We definitely next week have to talk. The new One Piece chapter. Yeah, it's gotten crazy out here. One Piece is going nuts. Oda, you writing, boy. You doing some writing, boy. But we will see y'all next week. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. Again, shout out to all my Dragon Ball Z heads. Shout out to everybody that loves Akira Toriyama. Let me know in the comments again, what was your favorite moment from, you know, any Dragon Ball episode, or what's your favorite character? Just let me know in the comments. All right. We love y'all. We thank y'all. And this has been another one. Like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast, and be sure to listen to us on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com. You can catch this podcast and all others on our website right there. Okay. I love y'all. Be easy. Stay breezy. Peace.